Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Actual Fluency Extra. Today, I'm just going to have a little bit of a rant because it's time, and I haven't been doing a lot of these extra episodes lately, so I wanted to just put one out today and see how it happens. Before I put out my rant, I just wanted to thank Glossika, who's been sponsoring my podcast activities for the last few months, which is really cool because that allows me to put more time and effort into the episodes. And it also helps to bring awareness to a product that I think has an amazing potential. And they're also doing a lot of great things with endangered languages, minority languages. If you do subscribe to Glossika, you can get started for free, tryglossika.com. And there are even some free languages there, like Welsh, for instance, which I think is really cool. If you do want to join it, it's a monthly subscription, but you do get access to all 50 languages they have content for, and you know, some of the languages they have 3,000 sentences for, and some of the more popular ones they've added even more. So tryglossika.com, give it a try. And so that was the announcement out of the way, so I can get into my rant. Today's rant is about the price of language learning and how I feel like a lot of the companies are hopelessly stuck in the past. So the email that prompted me to this was, I got an email from Pimsleur, or the marketing team behind Pimsleur. And actually, if you know Pimsleur, if you don't know Pimsleur, let me just explain it. It's a reputation cassette. It's a very classic way of learning languages. You see people in the car, they kind of have to repeat phrases, and so on and so forth. They give you a lot of touristy sentences. They give you some sentences that you can use to speak quite early on. So at its core, I think the method is actually quite solid and is obviously very convenient for people commuting, or if you're on the bus or train or whatever, traveling. That kind of language learning can be very valuable and sort of easy to use. And they were saying, well, do you want to write a little bit about us? We'll give you access to a course so you can really test it out. And that's a separate rant, I guess. If I'm getting the email, it means that you think that I can provide your brand with some value. So why are you being like cheapskates and saying we'll give you access to one course? Like, if you think that I have reach and sort of influence, you should just say, here is an unlimited lifetime access to our product. And if I mention them just once, that would probably be a net benefit for them anyway. But today's rant is not about that. I could probably make that other one at some point about language learning, content creators not really being respected very much commercially. But anyway, I'm really happy with Glossika. They've been really nice to me, and so I don't have that problem currently. But I went online and I checked what's new with Pimsleur, because obviously they used to be huge on the cassettes and then the CDs. And that's really when I last looked at them. They had a website, and I think they started with the digital downloads, but I hadn't really paid much attention to it. Except one thing I figured out, you can use Audible credits to get some of the lessons, which works out a lot cheaper than if you buy them, which is sort of a weird thing. But what really ticked me off about Pimsleur is I went on their website today. I'm looking at it now, and I'm just almost offended by the price. I don't know if that's a possibility or what it is, but I'm looking at the French package here. Yeah, they've got a new fancy app, which is great, but it's $575 for 80 hours of content. 80 hours. And you're like, oh, wow, 80, that sounds like a lot. But you have to remember that includes the pauses. You know, so every time they ask you to repeat something, there's a huge pause. So if you trim all the audio, it's nowhere near 80 hours probably. But anyway, that's sort of an aside. But $575. We live in a world where if you go on the App Store for Android or iOS, there's literally an infinite amount of apps, and many, many, many of them are free. And these apps provide, you know, this apps like Memrise, you can use Anki with public lists, sort of just flashcards, which is not the most elaborate way to learn, but it certainly works. And then you have something like Duolingo, which is completely free. You get a few ads here and there. Again, similar. You get sentences and lessons. Not necessarily high quality recordings, which is sort of a shortcoming, but one I can live with when the price is like free. And you'd think with PIMSLR, okay, I can defend 575 if it's because it has to come on like 20 CDs. So there's actually production and shipping costs involved. But this is a digital download. They even put it on there as a digital download. And all I do is I send all this money to them and they send me a link for the audio files. Okay, server hosting is not free. I understand that. But running a fairly big website myself, I know that the cost of that is tiny compared to actually producing CDs and casings and all that kind of physical content as well as shipping. So why is it so expensive still? It doesn't make any sense. You can go on, like, let's compare it to some paid services. You know, Gluskare, as I've talked on a few times, not to make this an entire episode about Gluskare, but, you know, they charge you $30 a month for 50 languages. 50, you know, and there's thousands and thousands of sentences for each language with actually recorded pronunciation and lots of tools to tweak it with. Let's go with Babbel, a tool that I find almost entirely obsolete because it's almost like Duolingo, but it is a paid service. It's slightly higher quality. They do have recorded sentences as well, so it's good pronunciation. I think they charge you a few euros a month if you buy a few months in advance. So why is it that PIMSLR, and there are other companies guilty of this. I love the Teach Yourself series. I love Hodder Stoughton, the company behind it. I know some of the employees there. I really think they're nice people. But why is it that the Michel Thomas series is so expensive? They just made it into like a digital product. Why is it the same price as what the CDs used to be? Like, I understand you're paying for information, so you can't really say, like, you can't compare the production cost to what the value might be. Obviously, the value can be infinitely more. If I made a Danish course, I would obviously spend no money on actually delivering that course. It would be an online only. It would be digital. Okay, there would be a small subscription fee, maybe some payment fees as well. But there would obviously be very little running costs. That doesn't mean that the course should be free or cost like a few dollars, because obviously there's a lot of work that had gone into it. So I respect that as well. But PIMSLR is a real bad example of this, where they're just not with the times. And I don't know if that's why they're doing all these discounts all the time, or why they're asking me to promote them, or whatever they're doing. But there is no way I can get behind. And on one resource that I forgot to mention as well is YouTube. Like, or something like Pod 101, let's say French Pod 101. I think the subscription is about, if you want the premium version, I think it's about $10 a month if you just get one month. If you buy 2 years in advance, you can get it for like a few dollars a month, which is a ridiculous deal for the amount of content you get. I think you get about 1,000 lessons or session pieces of content on some of the packages. So even that is a ridiculous deal compared to PIMSLR French that I'm looking at here. So I just don't understand it. And I feel like even with something like YouTube, where there's just so many channels teaching you all languages of the world. I mean, if I went on YouTube right now while talking, I search for learn French. They're just, okay, so Pod 101 has a 24-hour channel just showing French lessons all the time. There's this, I mean, how many, oh, you can't see how many results there are, but you get my point. There's just a ridiculous amount of channel for every language. There's content for everything. This is all free. Of course, you can support the creators and get their courses or books. I mean, go on Amazon, search for learn French books. That's another thing I've noticed, that textbooks for language learning can be quite expensive. And again, not moving entirely with the times. You'll see something like a Kindle version, which, you know, has no production costs, and, you know, it's the same price as the print version, which I think is just a shame. And it's not getting more people involved in language learning. But anyway, that was my little rant of the day. I'm happy that so many language software companies are producing much cheaper and much more available content or lessons that we can all use to learn languages, so we don't have to pay $575 a month. I mean, that's almost what I spend on rent in a month to buy 80 hours with a lot of silence, a lot of pausing, and a lot of touristy phrases that was probably recorded before I was born, which, you know, is not necessarily a huge problem against PIMSA, but, you know, get with the damn times and sell the digital versions much cheaper. Like, why are you doing this? I really don't understand it. And if somebody knows, you know, obviously let me know why the pricing is like this. But I don't think they're going to grow as a company. Obviously, they had some first mover advantages when they first came out ages ago. When was PIMSA actually launched? I don't even know. It must have been like a couple of decades ago. They had some first mover advantage. There weren't any language courses back then, or not that many. I mean, at least you didn't have the widespread internet, or internet at all, I guess. So you had to buy the cassettes or the CDs or whatever you can download or have online digital versions. So in that sense, it made sense before. But now, I mean, get with the times. And it's not just a dish on PIMSA, because I don't think, like I said, I don't think the product itself is that bad. I think it's a little bit outdated. But if the price were comparable, like if the 80 hours cost $100, okay, now suddenly I can get on board, you know, 97 maybe for 80 hours. That seems very fair, but 600 almost. And that, like I said, there are other companies guilty of this, but I was just triggered by this PIMSA post there. I might do a bit of a review on it just to give it a proper try, but I'm really skeptical. And I remember when I tried it like a few years back, I almost fell asleep because the sentences are so robotic and boring. This was the, I think it was the Russian version I was trying. So I don't know if you guys have any input or any experience with PIMSA, do let me know. But yeah, I am not a fan of expensive language learning products, not in 2018. For sure. So thank you for listening to my little rant. If you want to listen to more of these rants, do let me know. I have plans to make more, because I think there's a lot of crap going on in the language learning industry and world. So so keep updated, stay subscribed, and let me know what you think.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.